From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistan is mourning another mass school shooting. A day of mourning is in effect across the country, a day after a gun and bombing attack on a university in the Northwest that killed at least 21, mostly students, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Chersada. Troops gunned down all four and cleared the campus. Pakistan's information minister, Pervez Rashid, called the attack an act of cowardice. A breakaway Taliban faction claimed responsibility, but a Pakistan Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in another school attack back in December 2014. In Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently the target of a suicide bomber in Kabul. The attack was condemned by U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
Freedom of the press is a cornerstone to democracy, and despite such attacks, the vibrant media landscape that has developed in Afghanistan over the past 14 years will endure.
The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in its offensive last year on the city of Kunduz. The UN Security Council voted to reduce the size of its peacekeeping force in Ivory Coast following last October's peaceful election of President Alassane Ouattara. The number of troops stationed in the West African country is being cut from more than 5,400 to 4,000 by the end of March. Ivory Coast wants all peacekeepers out by early 2018 at the latest. An arms embargo remains in effect. The country is emerging from a decade of political turmoil. This is VOA News.